A gospel reading from Matthew. When you are praying, do not heap upon empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been using that Father word a lot today, wishing you happy Father's Day, referring to God as Father. Now, for some among us, today might be a struggle. A struggle because we've lost our own fathers, because our fathers are estranged, or maybe because our fathers were just plain bad fathers. There also might be people here who are struggling with our use of Father as God, Father imagery for God, despite the fact that it's used frequently in our Bible. Using Father to describe God can be problematic for some people, sometimes for the reasons that we struggle with Father's Day, and sometimes because the single word Father doesn't come close to capturing the fullness of who and what God is. For those of you who may be finding today difficult, let us take a moment to invite our loving God to wrap us and pave a way forward as we continue to worship this Father's Day. Let us pray. Loving God, as we enter into this time of reflection, as we let our memories and experiences mingle with your word, be with us, breaking old chains, giving new hope, guiding us to a deeper understanding of your workings in our life and our world. This we pray through the one we know as your Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. What does it mean to be a father today? It seems to me that while there are some places that have held on to traditional gender roles of mother and father, that the vast majority of people and systems have undergone drastic shifts in what it means to be father and how people relate to the father role in a very short period of time. Think about it. There was a time not so long ago where men were not allowed in the delivery room. For that very moment when the life that renamed them as fathers emerged into the world. And now, fathers are often the primary support in labor and delivery. Once it was assumed by everyone that the father's role was to be a breadwinner and disciplinarian, and the mother's role was to nurture the children and provide for their daily needs. Now, the father who shifts his work schedule to be at home when the kids are off after school is no longer a novelty, nor is the stay-at-home dad. Fredericton is not exempt to these shifting social norms. Take my family's experience since moving here. Back in Saskatchewan, when Mike first took Reed out for a walk, wearing our baby carrier, people stopped and watched him, like it was something they'd never seen before. And the next day, when I was out visiting members of the pastoral charge in the neighboring community, I was told by someone that Mike had been seen out in the town with Reed. In that community, the fact that Mike was wearing Reed was such a novelty that it got onto the gossip train and jumped villages. We cannot help but compare that experience to one we have had the other day. When before we left the parking lot at the Boise Family Market, Mike had already counted five fathers wearing their babies. Needless to say, Mike feels more at home and supported in his understanding of fatherhood just by being able to watch other men with their children. Our faith is often like that. We gain strength and confidence as we watch and learn from others. We learn what it means to follow Christ from being with other Christ followers. We learn how to love as God loved by following Christ's lead, by being loved by those who love Christ. One of the things that Jesus did in his modeling was to teach us how to pray. Our Father in heaven. This prayer is ingrained in us. We can repeat it from rote. It offers comfort in times of stress and may just be the backbone to your prayer life. But have you ever thought about what it says in regards to God as Father, and in turn, how we can be like our Heavenly Father? The Lord's Prayer starts out, "Our Father," Abba in the original, which more correctly than Father should be translated as Papa or Dada or Daddy. At the core of the Lord's Prayer is this point of deep relationship with one's children. As a model, it encourages fathers and all parents to be present to their relationships so that the little ones in our lives can come to the affectionately know and love their daddies and mommies and grammies and grampies, as Jesus loved his papa. This prayer goes on with us asking for our daily bread, reminding us of how the Israelites wandered in the desert and each day God provided for their needs. If we seek to follow this modeling in our parenting and possibly grandparenting, you would seek to provide daily bread to your children, ensuring that their needs are met, not just those physical needs of food, but also their emotional, social, spiritual needs. We might need this part of the prayer most of all today. Because in our search and our desire to provide for every need, we sometimes get tripped up on our wants, leaving us putting our priorities in the wrong place. one Christmas. After opening Christmas presents, I was downstairs with my niece. She looked at me and said, "If Dad got me this American Girl doll, he must really love me." In a moment of striving to provide everything that his daughter wanted, my brother-in-law forgot to make sure that she knew that she was loved at all times. You might have missed that, how that came to be. But associating her dad's love with a doll that she received, instead of knowing fully and present that she was loved just as she was, that incorporate and precious need was forgotten. Give us this day our daily bread. Know that each day we are loved, beloved, and cared for. Forgive us our trespasses. In the Lord's Prayer, we have the assurance that God offers us forgiveness. Doesn't hold on to our past transgressions or debts, but bulldozes them over, preparing a way forward when we have been wronged. Forgiveness allows us as children of God to grow and to try again. And what comes next? The one that we all love to not think about. Lead us not into temptation. Because, oh, there are so many temptations. And our Father, God, doesn't grab our hand and lead us away from that coffee or that one more piece of cake. Or more seriously, from abusive relationships of power and control, or addictions, or all those other temptations that are involved when we don't put God's love first. If we are to follow God's role and model as a loving parent, it is guiding and supporting, providing the information that kids and children and even other adults need to make good choices, but allowing the children to make the choices that they do. And when they aren't the choices that we would like, in following our Father in heaven, we show compassion for the choices and the paths that we end up on. We offer a hand to lead us out when asked, and we stand there ready to offer that forgiveness. These are the obvious messages in our Lord's Prayer for us as parents and grandparents when we think of God as Father. But there's something that I think we might miss if we don't stop for a moment and think that the Lord's Prayer is a prayer. It is a prayer that is meant to be listened to. God, as Father, listens to the voice of his children. The Father makes time for cares and concerns that are brought to him. He lets the children tell stories of hurt and of joy, of anger and confusion, of fear and in humor. He listens to the wants and the needs and sits there and helps to discern what is most important. When have you felt completely listened to? When have you felt completely listened to? Bring that to your head right now. Remember what that was like. When we are truly listened to, amazing things happen. When we are listened to, we know that we are loved. It happens so unfrequently in our world when somebody gives undivided attention to each other, let alone a child, that this is a gift that the Lord's Prayer offers to us. A reminder that when we are in relationship, father to child, parent to grandparent, parents and grandparents, they're all connected. Pew sitter to pew sitter. We are called to listen. To show through our actions that the person we are with is loved and worthy, and to embody Christ's life and love. For that is one thing that Jesus did well. Let them come to me and listen. So as we go today, reflecting on the Lord's Prayer, whether we are fathers by birth or by choice or by circumstances, or whether we just support the fathers in our midst, it is not an easy job. Being a parent, being a father, being torn between two worlds and two demands. And so, I invite us to come to God in prayer. Gracious God, you who know us and hold us, we pray today for those who are blessed to be fathers. We pray for those who have been adopted as father figures. And we pray that all of us, whether we are fathers or mothers or single or grandparents, that we may embody that love that we call fatherly love in our world for all people. I invite you to turn in your hymn book to 218. Lord's Prayer. If you need the words to the Lord's Prayer found on 921, and we join together in this prayer that God taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let it be so, God, let it be so. Amen and amen. So let us join now in our hymn of praise. For God, our Father, loves to do things unexpectedly, and his love colors outside the lines.